จับได้
This is new to me, so I'm just kind of there we go. Okay, another folder 7. So it's off now.
Off or on?
It's off. The red light will come on when it records.
Okay, do you want to turn it on?
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something before we started recording.
Are you good?
Yeah, good. Go.
Okay. I am Sergeant Thompson with PSB. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I was given an internal complaint to investigate. The complaint is for discoverable conduct of who you may or may not be associating with. Like all police work, what we do in the beginning is we gather information. And that's what I'm doing, is I'm gathering. Do my time and stuff. It's 16:03 and it's October 30th and we're here at Peterborough Detachment in the boardroom. I'm accompanied by my partner, Sergeant Wolf. And can you just say your name for me, Michael?
Michael Jack.
And Karen's in
German.
German is also present as an OPPA rep. There's no tricks or anything. I just kind of want to know your viewpoint of the people that we're going to talk about. I don't know how much you know about professional standards branch. Any complaints, whether they're public complaints or internal complaints, they come to us. We investigate them, and at the end, we decide whether substantiated or not substantiated. A lot of the ones that do come to us, we unsubstantiate. If you stop someone on the road and they complain about you, that would come to us also. We take care of that. Then the third part we do is SIU stuff. If you're involved in an SIU occurrence, there's what's called Section 11,
mm-hmm.
which is a parallel investigation that we do after SIU is done.
Okay.
So those are the three things. This is what we do full time. And, sorry. I got a glass of water before I came in.
Do you want to pause? I can go.
It's fine.
There's water up here.
Thanks. I just want to start a little bit of background information. Yes? When did you first come to Peterborough area?
September 31st or October 1st, 2000. I believe 2001. Sorry, my memory. I think it was 2000. I believe it was 2001. I've been here for 9 years, which makes it 2000.
You said you came for university?
Yes, I immigrated from Israel. I was in Toronto for 10 days. I think I came on September 21st or 22nd. Stayed with my friends, came here, rented an apartment, basement apartment. Studied for 3 weeks myself, just high school math. Get the rest of my brains, and then started university in January 2001. Yes, and then I went to university for 6 years, and then taught for 2 years. So I got my bachelor's of science, master's degree of science, and I taught as the part-time instructor. It was a part-time job on a full-time basis, contract basis. So 8 years at university. Yes.
The university here is Kent?
Yes.
So you did that for 8 years, roughly? Education and the teaching?
Yeah, I finished teaching in July 30th, 2008.
When did you apply to OPP?
I applied to the OPP, I believe, April 4th, I sent my application. I sent two applications, two packages on the same day to York Regional Police. That was the reason I wanted to become police officer.
Mm-hmm.
I was inspired by the York Regional Police Chief. And OPP. OPP got hold of me first. They hired me first. And then they posted me.
Okay. And that was 2008?
I sent my application, last year of 2008. Yeah.
Right. When did you start the OPP?
I believe on August 25th, 2008. That's when I went to the academy. It was the 24th or 25th, plus minus day, Sunday night.
And what are you doing now for the OPP? Are you still with Port Officer?
Yeah, I was, I know the coach officer again because I had to switch platoons. I don't know if Karen knows a little bit about this. Yes, I'm with the coach officer again, with a different platoon.
Okay. So you switch coach officers for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think it's related.
There was a disinterest on the coach officer's part. He wasn't getting the developmental opportunities that he needed, so the supervisor put him on another platoon.
Okay. That's, I see it as a good thing.
Okay.
So you said today you were doubled up?
Yes.
Is that just for cars or?
No, we doubled up because they want the coach officer to actually coach me. Right now, when I started, I pretty much felt like I was an unwanted ride along, and then I wasn't by myself, trying to figure out how to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really work from my previous platoon. Now, in the new platoon, at least don't treat me like a leper and they teach me.
So it's good now?
Yes.
Who's your coach officer now?
Rich Nye.
Rich Nye?
Yes, Constable Rich Nye.
When did you switch? I mean, you told me then.
Officially, September, oh, I apologize, not first. I think it was August 31st or September 1st, but that was on vacation from August 20th to September 8th. So I was back on duty September 9th.
So you've been a new coach for roughly 2 months, a little bit less.
Yeah.
And it's all going well.
Well, it was a bit rough road in the first month and a half. Now we kind of became more friendly. So now I see where he's coming from. I think he sees where I'm coming from. Like I have three cultural backgrounds in Russian, Israeli, Canada. So I come from different worlds. So the mentality set, customs, habits, of course, accent. So now we kind of get to know each other, so things have been smoother, let's put it this way. And I like being with you.
Okay, glad to hear that. Okay, I don't know how much you know about the complaint. It's basically that you associate or you know people that would prefer police officers not associate with. If you understand, we can't have an OPP officer, and I'm not saying this is your example, but just we can't have an OPP officer going to a biker convention mm-hmm. and being friends with all the bikers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good for the OPP, it harms our reputation. By the same token, if your neighbor happens to have had an impaired or a theft from 1972, and you happen to help him shovel the driveway, whatever, he's an older gentleman, there's no problem with that. Actually, that's good for the OPP. And in the middle is a whole bunch of stuff. So I want to try to find out where you are with all this.
Okay.
There's three people in particular I'm going to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just basically want to know what your background is with them,
okay.
What it was, and what it is now.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know if these names will be a surprise to you or not, or if you're already aware of them.
Well, I've been thinking about this. Of course, the people I can think of. And I'll wait to tell you the names.
Okay.
That I brought them up to the attention of my superior officers.
Okay. The first person?
Yeah.
Is George Tavares?
Yeah.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. What can you tell me about him? How do you know him?
I met him in a Good Life gym, a weightlifting room, or it's called gym club, in the summer 2003. I worked there for 4 months, May, at this gym in 2003.
So I worked out there?
Worked out there,
okay.
Yes. In 2003, so I think it was April, May, June, July, or was it May, June, July, August? I worked at the training university for all these years, but I switched gyms like 2-3 times just in change of environment. So I signed up with Good Life for 4 months. $160 at the time in 2003. That's where I met him. Once I left the gym, I have not seen him. I heard of him. He came because I became a police officer. I think I know. He had rumors because I wear a uniform. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have known his whereabouts, what he's up to. I saw him only at the gym. In the weightlifting room, I knew his name was George, that I think he was Greek, had Greek background, and that's it.
Do you know anything else about his family or what he does?
Well, right now, because again, I'm a police officer, I think what I was told, that he owns the coffee time shop at Fowler's Corners on Highway 7 and Lindsay Road. And then I heard that he was related to engaged in drug trafficking. That's the rumor.
Okay.
So right now, and every time his name was brought up, conflict of interest between the owner of the shop and the police officers. That's the kind of talk I had. So.
Okay. From my point of view, he's not a person that we would like to associate with as police officers. There's good guys and bad guys. I like to think the police are the good guys. He would be a bad guy.
Well, it's been 6 years since I saw him in person.
Okay. And when you worked out, was there a conversation?
Maybe. Just can you spot me? I can spot you, just like among many other guys, maybe 50 other, 100 other people you work out with.
Can
I don't remember.
You say you last saw him 6 years ago, roughly?
Yes, about 6 plus would be.
Yeah.
So, look, I don't know, maybe I ran into him in these years. I don't want to lie, but I have no recollection that I did.
Okay.
So I remember clearly 6 years ago in the gym I saw him. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Would you have exchanged phone numbers or anything?
With him? No.
No. And since you became a police officer, absolutely no contact?
I wouldn't even have remembered him if I hadn't been told that he owns the coffee shop by the police officers.
Okay. The guys that work here?
Yeah. More than one police officer.
Okay. Is there anything else about Mr. Tavares that you think I should be aware of?
It's just time I hear his last name.
Okay. So we're pretty safe saying he's not a close friend.
No.
The second gentleman? Do you know him?
Yep.
How do you know Elvis?
From the same gym. We worked out in that gym in 2003, and he was in the company, in George's company.
Again, have you seen him since then?
I saw him once in at the early winter or early spring 2007. I was in Good Life Gym again.
In 2007?
Yes, I went there again after I graduated from the university. I went to Good Life Gym in 2007 again. And around 8:30, he came there with a friend of his. I know his name is Paul, also from the same company. And I got a glimpse of him. I didn't make any eye contact with him. I just saw him. He was kind of out of shape. Was covered, had a back tattoo. I think he was covered with tattoos. Very ugly looking, and I just walked away because he left a very negative impression on me in 2003.
Why did he leave a negative impression on you in 2003?
Money reason. And then he was also, I remember him cornering a woman, but he cornered, put her in a corner and kind of was talking to her intimately. And I thought she was his girlfriend. But then, 2 years later, I learned again. He was saying that he was banned from this gym for sexual harassment. So it just looked ugly. He couldn't, like, people did not speak good about him, so he couldn't be trusted. And that's actually how the I think, well, I don't want to jump ahead of that, but why the
okay. I just want to say his surname is, I think it's Carriage.
I didn't know his surname until I was informed by the detective constable, Jamie Broccoli, at the office. He told me that his last name was, his surname was Carriage. I only knew him by Elvis. And again, he wasn't even a remote associate of mine.
Okay. And since you became a police officer, have you seen and talked to him at all?
No, I heard that. All I learned about him was from this officer, from police officers.
Okay. Same things that did you exchange phone numbers or anything with him?
No.
And is it fair to say he's not a close friend in any way, shape, or form?
It's fair to say that I stay away from him. Yes, he's not a close friend.
Okay. And again, I'm just, as I said with George, and as you know, he's not a guy we'd consider a good guy. I would consider him a bad guy.
Well, I, because a police officer, I know a fair bit about him now.
How do you know a fair bit about him now?
From here.
From here.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go to the third guy. Do you know David James Edwards Evans?
Yes.
Can you please tell me about how you know David?
From the gym, Good Life, from the same 2003. However, he was the one who I don't want to say kept touch, but I met him until kept meeting him at every what. No, every once in a while in the gym until 2008. He switched gyms. He joined the Gold's gym, and last time I saw him in the gym was July 2008.
July 2008?
Well, maybe August, but I think it was the second of July. Or maybe August 2008, just before I went to that guy. In the gym. Now I saw him one more time in Peterborough Court Jail. When Constable Philman and I went to fingerprint him, he said, we're going to go fingerprint Dave. And I knew already who he was. I said, okay. Because that's the guy I actually talked to on occasion, in the gym only. Like, never out of the gym. And I was like, oh my goodness. I knew his girlfriend that also worked out and talked. There is all the classes in the gym. So he didn't know that I was a police officer. I remember mentioning him once that I got a new job. He knew I was teaching at the university. His daughter's friend, female friend, took one of my classes. So then I told him I had a new job, and he said, what it is? I said, I don't want to talk about this. It was back in July or August, I don't remember, last year. And then the next thing I know that he was involved in drug trafficking, and his daughter Alicia was doing drugs all over the world. They know from me, from here. And then I said, oh my goodness. And he told me he was a project manager at the time, and he told me he was working for the top dog who would make $120,000 a month. And I just remember envisioning myself, must be like big buildings, like something like Costco size. So I was naive. And then next time I saw him in jail, he kind of looked at me, are you volunteering? And I turned around, I thought, my God, no, I said full time. And then, like that, and I stayed away from it. And he was being operated by Constable Rose. And that's the last time I saw him. I didn't speak to him.
Okay, let's back up a bit. You met him at the gym?
2003,
when you were there for roughly 4 months.
Yes.
And what happened between then and when you ran into him in July?
Nothing.
Did you see him, continue relationship?
No relationship, just in the gym.
Okay. Same as the other gentleman? Did you ever exchange numbers or anything with him?
With him, yes. And again, what happened in 2008, in July, I have firearms. I'm a member of the Peterborough Fish and Game Association. I wanted to get a scope mount for my rifle, and they were out of stock. So I was in the gym talking to a friend of mine, from training university friend, Kurt. So Kurt said, I'm going to States. I said, oh, can you get me the scope mount from States, because they're out of stock and they don't want to ship to Canada. Now we have plenty here and there. So anyway, I said yes, and then Kurt tells me I'm not going to States, and then Dave was around, said I'm going to States to see my brother in Arizona. So can you get me a scope? I'll ship it to your Arizona address. So yeah, sure. So that's when we exchanged phone numbers, and he called me, said I'm going there. So I ordered a scope mount. It was a combo package with a telescope, little short telescope. I think it was a detachable mag, 5 rounds. Yeah, and then I shipped it to his brother in Arizona, and he brought it to me. And that was July, I think, or August 2008. So I did, he phoned me, I did phone him a number of times, but that was the only interruption. And then he gave it to me at the Gold's Gym parking lot. He gave it to me, brought the package. There was nothing illegal, it just they were out of stock and they had plenty.
So it was just a scope mount?
Yeah, and a scope. And my neighbors got it now, gave it to him as a gift.
How did you pay him?
Oh, I didn't pay him anything. I just they charged me on a credit card. It's just a store in the U.S. And then he didn't charge me a penny. He just brought it to me. I mean, never exchange. There no transaction between us except him delivering it from his brother's address in Arizona, which I probably still have someplace. I don't know.
Okay.
To me. My neighbor later brought me another scope for his next door to me. So
why did you give it to your neighbor? Is he a gun person also?
My other neighbor?
Yeah, you said you gave a scope to your neighbor?
Oh yes, my landlord's brother, and I sold him the rifle actually. My rifle, and then I gave him a scope as the present. I'm just friends. His father calls me son, so it's a part of the family. So.
Okay.
Nothing to do about him, I just sold him the rifle, the SKS carbine, and I gave him the scope as a gift. He helps me fix my car, you know. I help him with the computer for his son.
If you want to go over your meetings with David again.
Yeah.
In 2003 you met him.
Yep.
In the gym.
Yep.
And then He left the gym, or you left the gym, or you continued?
I left the gym.
You left the gym because you were only there for 4 months,
yeah.
Right? Remember, right? And when did you go back to the gym?
Well, I went back to to Good Life in 2007, or maybe it was December 2006. No, I think it was January 2007. And then I think I saw him there like once or twice. I don't remember, very few times. And then the Gold's Gym opened up, a new Gold's Gym, big gym. And I was in the first 200, he said, not the cheaper rate. And then I saw him in the Gold's Gym. So it started it was late spring, early summer, 2008. So I saw them in the Gold's Gym occasionally.
That would have been close to when you started the OPP, right?
Yeah, but he didn't know. I didn't tell him.
When was the meeting when he said he would pick up the scope?
I think August 2008. I let him say July, August 2008.
And when did you get the scope back?
Probably July, August 2008. I can't remember. Most likely August, but I can't say.
But before you started the OPP?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what happened when you fingerprinted him?
I didn't fingerprint him. Constable Ken Russo fingerprinted him. I was just there. Hillman said, we're going to go fingerprint him. And then when we arrived, Russo was fingerprinting already. Somebody, and he could fingerprint him. So I just basically stood by and watched the procedure.
Okay. He saw you, you saw him?
Yeah, and he kind of looked at me like that with a bit of a suspicion and despise, kind of, you know, like what I do this thing for. And I look at this too now, I know that you're involved in drug trafficking, you know, and just not a nice feeling. So, kind of, you know, very distant.
Okay. And you say you saw him one more time? At the
no,
time?
That was the last time.
That was the last time?
Yeah.
When he's...
No, I saw him in the gym 2008, I don't know, August, I guess. And then in the Peterborough court cells in, I don't remember, late winter, early spring this year. And that's, of course, when I relate all the stories to Constable Fillman, to Broccoli, even to my surgeon. Say, oh, these guys are bad, too. And,
okay, so... If I get clear, since you started with the OPP,
yeah.
You haven't actually seen any of the three of them.
Well, I saw this in the jail.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah, no.
Other than that?
No.
I've been at the gym.
No.
You've never met him? Okay.
Just this guy in jail.
How did he get the scope to you?
Personally? Just like that, in the parking lot, he actually... He was driving a blue truck. I think it was Dodge. I don't know. And then he just gave it to me. So, oh, great. Thank you very much, Dave.
Okay. As I'm sure he figured out, he'd be another one I'd call a bad guy.
Well, I know now.
You shouldn't associate with.
Yeah, I know now. Oh, Lord, that's why I reported them to my superiors. And I reported that I knew them in late winter and spring. So 7 months later, I got this complaint. It's also no reason why.
There was a picture?
Yeah. That's what I showed Broccoli. That's George, that's Elvis, that's 2003 Jim. That's a correctional officer from Lindsay Jail. That's just the guy. And that's Johnny. I took pictures at the time from all the places. I just like pictures. So this is my Quebec bench press competition. This family. This is my project. It doesn't matter. I just take pictures of what I didn't like. That's the same
okay.
Time period. 2003. And that's why I brought. I was so stupid and naive. Oh, look at this. This is Elvis? I showed to Broccoli. He goes, yes. This is George. He said, oh, I didn't know they were bad guys.
So when was the picture taken? Are they dated by chance?
This was, no, but okay. Oh, I can testify, sign on it. August 2003. August 2003, August 2003, August 2003. July was 2003, and that's close to, that's probably Christmas 2003.
This would be the only picture with feds in it.
Yeah, well, that's all I got.
Okay. And the picture was, doesn't really matter, just as a reminder?
Well, I have 6 albums of pictures. I've been doing pictures since I was 14, 12. I used to develop in the black and white, have a laboratory in Russia. These days are digital cameras, I don't bring them anymore. And it was like, okay, let's get together. I just happened to be there. I just happened to be, I'm sorry, unlucky in a sense, to have them join in, always take a picture. Because they were my friends, they're just guys in the gym.
And it was
2003. Yeah. I'd say I'm a little younger and more powerful.
Do you have any questions?
No, I do not.
Okay, do you have anything to say?
No, I... No. Good. It's happened before. He was a police officer, so... I don't think it's to be substantiated, but he's got document. He's admitted that he knows these guys, but he said he's got no contact with them after he's got hired. So
obviously, it would be me that substantiates.
Yeah,
substantiate.
But yeah, my opinion though. I think the whole thing is frivolous, but I don't have any further to say. I think Constable Jack and. Several other members of this detachment are being targeted by a certain individual, and I'm going to be doing my own follow-up on that. So.
Okay. Michael, do you have anything else you think I should be aware of or know about? Or?
I was pretty much aware that these guys were going to be brought up to my attention because I brought them to the attention of officers myself. And I was kind of making a joke at the time. I say, oh, good guys work out in the gym, bad guys work out in the gym. So when I first came to detachment and introduced myself, I said, oh, I just sent an offer of employment. I'm going to become working here at the academy, be constable, that Mark Gravel, that walked out, and I passed the door, said, oh, I know you from the gym. He's here. Good life. And then one of my platoon, then it was Constable Ken Russo, who fingerprinted this guy. He said, oh, I know you. He said, where do you know me? From the gym. Which gym? Good life gym. I don't know. So that's the thing. I worked out in the gyms. People know me. I constantly keep running to people. They know me from the gym. I said, well, some people I know, others I don't recognize. People just know. So I was, okay, good guys work out in the gym, bad guys work out in the gym. But it was funny. I guess it wasn't. That's all I can say. And like I said, this from the same time period, that's what I was up to at the time. It was nothing unique about it, it just got in a good frame. And I was naive and stupid enough to show cable.
Well, I wouldn't say it's naive and stupid.
Well, I didn't expect so much backstabbing, especially when you disclose it.
Do you want a copy of that picture?
Yeah. Okay. I just photocopy it.
Do we need it?
Just a photo. We'll get it when we're done.
No, I'm a bit hesitant about do I have to?
You don't have to.
Why would we put it? Let's put my face against them. I might disappear and never exist.
Are you going to destroy it then?
Well, now that I know their nature, I don't want to see them. You know, it's my prophet. I don't think I want to share it.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's your choice.
Yeah. I don't think it can benefit me in any way, but I don't think it's going to harm me.
No, I don't think it could hurt you either, but...
Why? Mm-hmm. Give me the reason. I need this.
Well, it all associates to these three right here, right? And it shows that you have some...
For me, it shows me that the picture is old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important to me.
Yeah.
When I investigate,
okay.
You can't, as a police officer, you can't associate with a criminal.
Karen, is it going to harm me in any way if I look?
No.
So we'll photocopy and give it right back to you.
Yeah, well, you can.
Again, for me, it shows us an older picture.
I think there's a date on the back, isn't there?
Shouldn't
that go? Oh, is it actually dated?
Yeah, it was dated.
Yeah.
What's the date? When was it developed?
It's probably the development date.
Well, it's probably shortly thereafter developed. Oh, I see it. We're back always for free. Well, I put on this now. Mm-hmm. Back. This is what I was preparing. I had 370 pounds bench press at the time.
370?
Yeah. 20 higher than the existing daily record at the time. But it was in a friendly environment, not in front of 3 degrees, you know.
Yeah, because his appearance has changed.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't have anything else to say, we'll end the interview. You good? It is 16:38. I'll turn in a quarter's off. Mm-hmm.